Thursday, Kiseitze.
To try to make sure that we are cleaning what we're doing over here. We're going to try to do some more chazara of a Beis Hashem Bli Neder. Today we're going to try to finish the sugya over here of Pidyon HaBen. It's taka a lot of interesting things. Today's the last prat in Pidyon HaBen, basically, is the prat of whether or not you can make a shlech of Pidyon HaBen. It's a big discussion. That's classic Pidyon HaBen Torah. There's certain Torahs that people always say by Pidyon HaBen. But the Olim should have already enough material for themselves, Beis Hashem, if they have to make a Pidyon HaBen. They should be able to, should have what to say. Because we learned plenty of Pidyon HaBen over here. The main nekuda which we try to bring out is that Pidyon HaBen seems to have two different aspects, that they both definitely exist on some level. There's an aspect of the choiv of Pidyon HaBen. We see that in our sugya. Our sugya speaks about the fact that there's a shibur on the nechasim, which we'll get back to. There's also the concept of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, which might even include kedusha to it, an element of kedusha to it. Those are the two different components of Pidyon HaBen. The shayla is exactly what the relationship is. So, for example, the Gemara speaks about a shayla on the bottom of Daf Chav Tes Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan, who liftois or benoy liftois?" The Gemara's question is, who comes first? And we said it's clear in the Rishonim that we're talking about that all he has is five slayim. Kesman only has, he has a limited amount of money. The shaila is, the achreinim ask, the Bir Aloch and others, that there's a din, al yavazveis yoyisem echoimesh, you should not spend more than a fifth of your money. So who should it be paid to, him or his son, according to the question?
Nobody.
Right? So what do we answer? So there's numerous answers in that Quran. The Bir Aloch says we're talking about that the money is not going to affect his ability to do business. In other words, when do we say, if that's going to hamper your ability to make further income? But if he has a steady income for wherever it is, he could go down to zero if he wants, because he's just going to make more money tomorrow. That's the Okimta. And then we said from the Chazanish, maybe the Okimta is that he already spent his, this is the leftover of the Chaimish, whatever it is. But the Maram Shik has a different answer. Maram Shik says that when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, it's not just a mitzvah. It has a choiv. If a person has a choiv, can he automatically tell the Baal Choiv, listen, I'm not paying you back because it's a mitzvah? No, because there's also a choiv. We said, really, does it start with a choiv or does it start with a mitzvah? Where does it start? The other Achorinim don't say the answer of the Maram Shik. Why not? So we said, because maybe, really, the source of everything is the mitzvah. And really, everything depends on the mitzvah. It's not two different things, a mitzvah and a choiv. It's a mitzvah that gives birth to a choiv. And if you take away the mitzvah, you would take away the choiv. What would be an example of where you could take away the mitzvah and the choiv would come off by itself? We gave an example of a person who pays off Pidyon HaBen with a matana manas lahachzer. Asks Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, how could you do that? You can't pay a choiv with a matana manas lahachzer, says Rabbi Chanan Yachanami, but you get rid of the mitzvah. Once you get rid of the mitzvah, you've gotten rid also of the choiv. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. Reb Shmuel argues and says, no, you can pay a choiv with a matanas lahachzer. In other words, you can't just tell me that you did the mitzvah and that's it. Reb Shmuel understands that the choiv is something that has to be paid up. You have to pay up the choiv. How do you do that? Says Reb Shmuel, you can pay up a choiv with a matanas lahachzer. We said it depends on how you understand the mechanics of matanas lahachzer. Is it only a kinyan lezman, or is it a kinyan with a tanai? How exactly does it work? We're not going to get into that right now. We'll see that, Beis Hashem, in the first parak next man, around Chanukah time. We had said another type of discussion, which is very similar, is we discussed what happens if a person has to do Pidyon HaBen or Daven Maariv, which one should he do first? If it's a regular Choyv and Daven Maariv, which one should you do first? The choiv, why? Tadir v'sheina tadir tadir koidim. You don't say that on a choiv. A choiv is, you have a choiv moment. So what about over here? Pidyon HaBen also has an element of choiv. Or do you say, no, really, we have to look at the mitzvah sheboy. If the mitzvah is nidches, then also the choiv is going to be nidche. It's all basically the same type of shayla. So now, we get to our sugya, and the Gemara says, what's the din? Who liftois, who benoy liftois? Who comes first? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah says something very interesting. He says Rabbi Yirmiyah, if all you have is five slayim, hakol moedim. So the Gemara on the bottom of Tesvav Amid Aleph. Hakol moedim. Kol heicha deleka elo chamesh slayim. All he has is five. So it's a choice, either him or his son. Which one do you do? You do him, because mitzvah de gufei adif. My time is going on. When are they arguing? They're arguing about a case of where he has five b'nei chorin, five mishubadim, and really the machlokes is whether or not we say milsa k'suva b'tarik k'suva b'shtar damyo or not. Really, the machlokes boils down to whether or not we say we see it as if he only has five slime, or we see it as if he has ten slime. That's the whole machlokes. It seems like that's the whole machlokes. So now, if he has ten slime, which one should he do first? Which one should he do first? What does Rashi say? The son first. Why does Rashi, how does Rashi know that? Because Rashi's coming to say that being that, we're talking about that the field is only meshubid for the heslaim of the father, how could you pay the son first? Why isn't that oinah to the lekuchos? What does that mean? You're messing up the lekuchos over here. If you would have just paid your chayv with your hay slime that you had, the chayv of the father's pigeon, so then the lekuchos will be off the hook. So what does Rashi say? Yeah, but you did it in the right order. What's the correct order? You should first pay up the son's pigeon. I thought we said mitzvah de gufei adif. That's Tosfos' kasha. So we said, all the Achronim say, Vais tachois, it depends. If you're dealing with only one of the two, which one do you do? The father. Because mitzvah de gufei adif. But if you're dealing with doing both of them, so which one comes first? The ben. So what's that dichotomy? Comes along Rabbi Shimon Shkop, and Baruch Hashem, and Mechavin to Rabbi Shimon yesterday, and says the following thing. He says, if you're handling the mitzvah, you're handling the mitzvah, so which mitzvah takes precedence? Mitzvah de gufei, because there's kedusha that exists on my guf. Anytime I have kedusha on my guf, I have to take care of my mitzvah first. But when you're danning, klape the shibud, the lekuchos are saying you should have done the other one first. In the shibud, which shibud ki'ilu comes first for me? My shibud or my father's shibud? Which shibud would you say is has kedima? When you're danning the choiv, which one comes first? The sons, because that's my choiv. I have my choiv. My choiv is to be part of my son. My father has a choiv to be part of me. So if you're looking at the kedusha, the mitzvah sheboy, it's my kedusha on me, so therefore I'll do that first. But if you're looking at the choiv, so then, which choiv is kilu more mutal on me? The choiv to be put in my son. That's my own personal choiv. The other one's my father's choiv. So, klape the yorshim. Hold on a second. Klape the yorshim. The yorshim say, you look at the yorshim and say, which one should go first? The shibud, my nechasim are meshubid to one choiv. So, should I pay the other choiv first? Because the yorshim are only benogei to the shibud. That's the choiv. The yorshim aren't interested in which mitzvah is more kadosh. It's which choiv comes first. So, which choiv comes in the kedima of the choiv? My choiv comes first, therefore I'll be poide the children, because that's a mitzvah, that's mutelis a love. But benogeya too, if they only have a choice of one or the other, now it's a question, it's just a question of which one should I do. So which mitzvah takes precedence? Mitzvah the gufe. Yeah, Herzi? Choiv
follows the mitzvah.
What'd you say?
Choiv follows the mitzvah.
The?
Why would the choiv go first?
The choiv follows the mitzvah.
What do you mean follows the mitzvah?
So you're saying the mitzvah really is for mitzvah de gufei.
Mitzvah de gufei adif, right?
The choiv.
So that might depend if we say the choiv follows the mitzvah or not. We were saying, do we dan the choiv bazunder or not? That's going to be the machlekes that we have over here, Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says, I don't get it. Mitzvah de gufei adif. Period. Mitzvah de gufei adif. What are you telling me? How could you ever put the choiv of the son before the mitzvah de gufei? The answer is, what's Pshat in Tosfos says, Herzi? Because the choiv follows the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the be-all, end-all. What's the choiv? It's a result of the mitzvah. So tell me which mitzvah to do first, period. As opposed to, apparently Rashi is saying that you can create a dichotomy and say, no, there's a choiv and there's a mitzvah. There's two separate things. And the choiv exists as a choiv. You can't just tell me, take care of the mitzvah and then the choiv disappears. No. So that's why Reb Shmuel says that if Matanas HaHachzer can only work if you're paying up the choiv. What do you mean? I got rid of the mitzvah? The choiv follows the mitzvah? It doesn't. There's a thing called a choiv. And the choiv exists. There's a choiv. So let's look at the choiv. Which choiv is more mutal on him? The choiv of being pointed to the son. So therefore, Rashi can differentiate between the choiv and the mitzvah. And Tosfos doesn't differentiate.
The choiv
chayv avada goes to the son, though, meaning if the father's not here anymore, according to Rashi.
Right.
So it's his chayv.
Enachanami, but which is chayv is mut? The Moshe says, then I'm yoyrish my father's chayv.
Yeah, so now it's yours.
Okay, but the other chayv is my chayv. This is I'm ki'ilu. I'm doing it. He says I'm doing it b'shlichus of the father. Yeah, you're right.
So what does this do with the whole
shlichus of the father?
Oh,
so now we have to see Tosis's pshat. How does Tosis learn? We'll see Tosis inside. What's Tosis? Let's see Tosis inside. V'azul koyin v'toref le mishbadi. The koyin comes and he's toref from the mishubadim. Says Tosis. Kiloimar. Kiloimar. B'bnei chori parakle lebrei. With the Bnei Chayrin, he's going to be Poida, his son. Shimhoya Poida Atzmoy, says Toisvis, if he'd be Poida himself, Bnei Chayrin, Lohaya Poida Bnoimi Mishabdi, he couldn't be Poida, his son from Mishubadim. Why not? He's Chayvin both of them. Says Toisvis, Demairi, Shenishtabdu Koidem Shenoilad Haben. The Nechasim were Mishubad before the son was born. So what happened? In other words, he had these nechasim from when he was born, or from his father, whatever it is exactly. Then, afterwards, his son was born. So is the shibud, and he sold it already beforehand. So if he sold the karka before his son was born, is the karka going to be meshubit to his son's pidyon? No. So Tosis has created for us a dynamic that the Sadeh is only Meshubet to the father's pidyon. Is the Sadeh Meshubet to the son's pidyon? No. So can I be Goyve from the Meshubatim for the son's pidyon? No. Why is it only Meshubet to the father's pidyon? Says Tosis, because Demairi Shenishtabdu Koidem Shenoilet Haben. The Shibud is already in place before the son was born. Before the son was born, v'lakach makten pidyon benoy. That's why you have to be makten pidyon benoy. Because if you're not makten pidyon benoy, and you do pidyon atzmoy on the bnei choyrin, what's going to be with the mishubadim? Nothing, nothing. Because they're not mishubad to the son's pidyon, and you're ready to do your own pidyon. That's what Tosis says. Pshat and Rashi. So just as a side point, Rabbi Yisai, the shibud has to happen before, says Tosis, the son is born. Right? Has to be in effect before the son is born. If the son is born after the shibud, then nothing. Then the son is irrelevant to the shibud. The shibud was before it. Esther Ashash. Or he just makes like this comment. When does Pidyon Haben start?
When he's born.
From when he's born?
30 days in.
30 days in. So what happens if the child is born and the Shibud happens before 30 days?
Didn't Rabbi say it really starts
before? Oh, well, okay, that's where we're going to. That's where we're going to. That's what we're seeing. Says the Rashash, L'choyra Tosis is lav dafka. Not the end of the world, but says the Chayyur Tosis is lav dafka. Tosis says that the Mairi, it should nishtabdu koydem shenoylat haben. It should be nishtabdu koydem shloshim yoyim. Noylat shloshim yoyim. It's lav dafka. Lav dafka.
Adrava, what would happen if he was shivered the land on the 15th?
Right. So he's learning.
Right.
So the Rashash is learning. It's not going to be Chal the Shibud, because no Chiv yet. There's nothing to be Meshabit. There's no Chiv. When does the Chiv start?
30 days.
30 days.
He says Lav
Dafkin Tosis. And Rav Moshe argues. Rav Moshe says, listen, why is it that we wait until 30 days to be Poida?
Because
then we know he'll live. What's the likelihood he's going to live?
Not so likely.
No, it's likely he's going to live. We don't know for sure. We don't know for sure. So it's likely. He says, the Shibud is Chal already from the moment he's born. To see what the Machlokes is exactly. But the Rashash says the Shibud is only Chal. Shloshim Yoyim. Rav Moshe says the Shibud is Chal already when he's born.
Could be.
Could be. That's what we're going to get. Okay. Al kolponim, it seems that from the lashon of Tosis, at least, it says it's nishtabdu kodim shenoylad. Something depends on the later. We'll have to see based on Shemehem. So now Tosis doesn't like Rashi's. Vekasha the adaraba yesh ayna lilakuchais the mitzvahs gufay adif. They should say p'deis atzmi chobetchila. V'al yomer eftes atzmi mimeshabdi. I'm sorry. V'im yomer, if he says eftes atzmi mimeshabdi, I want to be appointed myself from the mishubadim. Yomer ain't a from nachas mishubadim. Makom sheish bnei charim. V'afilu pada b'noy b'char. Even if he was part of his minachar mi bnei chari. Yomer l'kayin hinachnu l'chamokim likvois me'menu. I said chamish bnei chari. We left you over five slime. You could have done five slime. You did your son first. Your problem. You should not have done your son first. So Rashi addresses that. Rashi says, no, the son comes first. Tosfos says, no, what are you talking about? Mitzvah de gufei adif. You told me mitzvah de gufei adif. So which one's adif? Mitzvah de gufei. Tosfos can't compute what Rashi's doing. He's making a dichotomy. He's saying, mitzvah de gufei adif is only when it's I have a choice of one or the other, mitzvah de gufei adif. But when I can do both of them, which one comes first? Then my son's comes first. So Tosfos, what does that mean? Mitzvah de gufei adif, period. I think because Tosfos understands everything depends on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is everything. There's a choiv, that's a toilada of the mitzvah. So tell me which mitzvah is adif. Tell me. Mitzvah de gufei is adif, period. What's Pshat and Rashi? I was saying, you have a klape, the choiv. My choiv is more of a choiv on me than the choiv I got from my father. So benegay the mishubadim, I could say that the opinion of my son is a more substantial choiv. Tosfos isn't willing to go there. Tosfos says it all depends on the mitzvah. That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So Tosfos has a different pshat. It says Tosfos, lekach pirish ri. Right? The Tosfos says the mayri kigoin the ika chamesh mishubadim me Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the grandfather. She'asan apoyteki l'koyin. He set this money, this sada aside that it should be for a koyin bavur Yaakov benoy. V'achar kach machra, he sold the field. V'shuv gadol Yitzchok v'hayol ben. Yitzchok had an. V'shuv gadol Yaakov v'hayol ben. Who's Yaakov's son? Reuben. So Yitzchok's out of the picture. Yitzchok's dead. He's gone. He set aside a sada apoytiki that was there for Yaakov. Now Yaakov has to be paid to himself. He's got the apoytiki to be paid to himself. That's from his father, and he's got to be paid to his son Reuben. The Amar Hu Ubnai Liftais. The Ain Lahem Ela Hey Slime Mimine Chori. He only has five slime. So what's the machlekes? The Yehuda Savar Milva Ksuva Betoira Kiksuva Bishtar Dami. The Havale Apetikois Bishtar Lukoyen or Koyde Lukoyen Koydem. Lakach Goyve Mehem Afapishiesh Bene Chori Le Yaakov. Lefisha mitzvahs, shemitzvahsai al nichse aviv, yoiser me al nichse atzmai, dechoiv ha'av al nichse ha'av, veloy al nichse haben. Vinimachom loimein, hinachlucha mokoim, vin nichse yaakoiv, shein alav shalom choiv shal aviv. Uminachosav, ein loy klum, vechein mash maloshin dektonish ze mitzvahsai al aviv. Says Tosfos, the answer is as follows. When you take from the mishubadim, whose mishubadim are you taking from? His mishubadim or his father's mishubadim? His father's mishubadim. So now, whose pidyon haben is really happening now? The father's pidyon haben. For the son. But it's the father's choiv. So now, if I have a choice of doing my pidyon or my son's pidyon, which one do I do?
Yours.
Mine. But I don't have a choice of doing my pidyon or my son's pidyon, because my father's doing the pidyon. It's his nechasim. So my father's doing his pidyon. So which pidyon should I do?
Son.
Son.
It's really yours.
Because that's my chiyuv. So that's the pshat says Tosfos in the Gemara. If I have a choice of doing two, I always do the same one. Which one? My own. Because mitzvah de gufei adif. Mitzvah de whether I have enough money, don't have enough. Mitzvah de gufei adif. So what does it mean if I have b'nei mishubadim that I could do the sons first? Because when there's mishubadim, it's not my mishubadim. Whose mishubadim is it? The father's. So who's really going to pay that pinyon, which you call mine? It's not really mine. The father's going to pay that. All that's on me to pay right now is my son's pinyon.
How do you read the line of the Gemara when Rabbi Yehuda Aymer?
So Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Binoy Koidmoy, I could pay my son's pigeon first. Shazam mitzvah sayal aviv. Because my pigeon is not my pigeon. I'm not doing it.
What does that have to do with mitzvah sayal aviv? Just the fact is that there's a sheep led before, so therefore.
No, he's saying I'm not paying it. My father's paying it.
So why mitzvah sayal aviv?
That's exactly what he's saying. It's bechlal not my mitzvah. This is not my mitzvah. Not it was mitzvah sayal aviv. Now it's mitzvah sayal aviv.
Even though he's not here.
The mitzvah is my father's mitzvah.
Let's say it wouldn't be Meshubba.
And then there's no way to pay up for my father because
so it's not a geya that mitzvah sayalav.
Right, it won't be no geya. Right.
So the fact that it's not the point is not that it's mitzvah sayalav.
It is.
It is that Meshubba.
No, the point is that it's the
mitzvah. Yeah, but it's only Meshubba because it's mitzvah sayalav. Or else it wouldn't be Meshubba. Why is it Meshubba? Because it's mitzvah sayalav. If we mitzvah sayalav, it wouldn't be Meshubba. His father's nechassim. It's nechassim nechassim because it's father's mitzvah and his father left an apaytik. He's so still here.
What's the case that, like, he left a shibud field, but he wasn't able to do the pitavit himself?
He didn't do it.
Didn't do it?
Yeah. So, shazam mitzvah se'alav, the mitzvah still on his father. V'zeh mitzvah b'nai olav, I have now one mitzvah to do. According to Rashi, that's the best way to say it. According to Rashi, in this case, he has five mishubadim and he has five b'nai chorim. How many mitzvahs does he have to do?
Two.
So which one should he do first? Rashi says, do the mitzvah of pidyon haben first. Why? I thought you said mitzvah degufei adif. That was the question of Tosfos. According to Tosfos, how many mitzvahs does he have to do right now? One. What do you mean? He has to be paid himself. No, he doesn't. His father's going to be paid him. His father's not around. But his apoytiki is around. So it's his father's mitzvah. You take care of that one. So I have five mishubadim. I have one mitzvah to do. Which mitzvah should I do? Do his mitzvah. And that's it.
Son.
The chayra. What?
Anybody have to pay?
Could be, yeah. Or not. Yeah. What? Oh, you mean who's? Will he be Yerush the father's chiyuv because of that? Yeah.
Father's
chiyuv. Why is the Mardi Shalosh with the Hilchah Mitzvah Degufei Adif at the end in the Rabbanan scheme?
Because if it's not a Luxua Toy Ksuish Tadamya, therefore the Apoitaki is not, we don't recognize the Apoitaki. If you don't recognize the Apoitaki, now the father's not doing it. Now I have a choice. Now I have two mitzvahs on me. That's going to be the Shiloh if I have two mitzvahs on me or one mitzvah on me.
Why wouldn't you? What's the case of that Apoitaki? He says that this field is for my son's pidyon haben. So
the father's pidyon never ends.
Oh, so you're asking that? Okay, that's a big Shiloh. I'd rather not get into it. The Toys Rush doesn't mention Apoitaki for that reason. It's a good question. I'll hold that off, okay? We can try to talk about that tonight. Night Seder. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's go weiter. This is the sugya. It's a very complicated sugya of how exactly to deal with the different types of mitzvahs. Rashi and Tosfos. Tana Rabbanon. Liftos es benoi ve'la'alois l'regel. He has two mitzvahs in front of him to do. To be paid to his son or la'alois l'regel. Which one should he do? Again, there's a machloikas. The Tanakhama says, poides benoi v'chakach oile l'regel. Rabbi Yudai ma oile l'regel v'chakach poides benoi. Shezu mitzvah iveres, v'zu mitzvah she'eino iveres. Listen, you're going to run out of time to be oile l'regel. What happens after the regel? You can't do it anymore. Pidyon haben, you can do whatever you want. It's a mitzvah she'eino iveres. He said the reason because mitzvah veris. What's the reason for the rabbanon? Don't you always do mitzvah veris first? Answers the Gemara. Damar kra. Kol b'chor benachatifta v'hadar lo yiru panai reikam. In achanam, it's special gzeres akasim. I would have thought like the way that Rabbi Yehuda said you should do the mitzvah veris first, but gzeres akasim says first chor benachatifta, and afterwards it says lo yiru panai reikam. It's gzeres akasim. Okay.
I mean, I would read the pasuk the other way, that since it wrote it at the end of the pasuk that you shouldn't come out of the regal empty-handed, that you shouldn't come to the regal empty-handed.
So therefore what?
Therefore it's not like the Ramadan.
What do you mean?
That it's not that the pigeon comes first and that's why I wrote it second. I wrote it second to show you that you shouldn't come to the oil of regal empty-handed.
Okay, therefore what?
Therefore it would go like the Rebbe Yehuda even more.
You should be paid the first.
Yeah.
But then you're not going to make it to the regal.
You
should go to the regal without a pinyon haben. So I'm going to come here. I got no pinyon haben. So yeah, but you're not going to have been paid to your son. So
not
that's
yet, but after.
So that's maybe that's coming. Reikam. So don't come. Do pinyon haben. Well, but I think it depends on what we're about to see. Let's see what exactly is the Shiloh over here of what's the case. I think it's going to depend on what the case is. Okay, all right, let's see what the case is. The Tosfos Ri Hazoken Boisai says Liftois Vilalois Kiloimar This is where it goes, Ari. This is what it is. V'ein biyadoi kidei lezeh ulezeh. Because he has a choice of one or the other. We're talking about a person that has very limited funds. Right? It's very similar to the sugya before. What was the sugya of who liftais or benoi liftais? Limited funds. This is a sugya. Limited funds. He has limited funds. V'ein biyadoi kidei lezeh ulezeh. Choose. Do one or the other. Either he's going to be oil regal. If he does that, what's going to happen to Binyan HaBen? He's going to have to wait. I don't know when. Or he does Binyan HaBen, and what's going to happen? Oil regal? He's going to miss oil regal. Right? That's the way that the Tosfos Ri HaZaken seems to learn over here. Okay. But Rabbi said, we have a problem. We have a problem. Because does a person have to spend more than a chaymish to be oil regal?
No.
And no mitzvahs you have to spend more than a chaymish for it, right? So why is he talking about being oil regal?
Didn't we ask that?
So it's the same thing. It's not affecting.
Oh, so we asked this question already. Opinion of Ben. So we could use any of our other excuses. What were the excuses? Either
it's not
going to affect his business. He already spent his money. But the Maram Shik's answer is going to be a problem. Maram Shik said, "Oh, Pinyan HaBen is a choiv."
He mentions this, no?
Didn't he does. Is Aliyah the regal a choiv? It's a mitzvah.
Spend all your money to make it here.
So you're here. You're in Eretz Yisrael. It's just a question of Aliyah the regal. We're talking about people that are living in already, and they're living in Hebron, near HaKodesh, living in Bnei Brak. They're soaking up the spiritual rays over there. I don't know, but you don't have to go to Yerushalayim. Aliyah the regal means getting to Yerushalayim. It's more than a chaymish. Do you have to spend more than a chaymish to be Aliyah the regal?
Doesn't apply.
You've
got
to
make it back.
So, what?
He's got to make it back, so yeah.
He what? No, that's if you say that answer. But if you say the answer of the Ram Shik, it says the reason why Pinyan HaBen works is because it's a chayv. Aliyah the regal doesn't have a chayv mamon; it's a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. Why should I have a chayv mamon? So Rabbi said there's an easy out for this. The easy out is the shita shelo noy de lemi. What?
Okay, so the Ram Shik doesn't look like
this Rizzo. So the easy out is the Shita Shalom Dilemi. Shita Shalom has a different pshat in the Gemara. He says it's not talking about a case when he only has money for one or the other. He says the Shita Shalom Dilemi, we gave it out. He says, Pirish, Kigon Shiyesh Piyadoi. Lasse says, Stay him, he's got plenty of money to do both of them. Vafilo Haki Sviru Le Rabban on Poides Benoit Trila. Says the Shita Shalom Dilemi, this is just a question of which one comes first. But what are you going to do? Both of them. So how much money do you have? Maybe he has tons of money. Ashayla is, it just punkt falls out that the din of Pinyan HaBen comes out on the same day. Which one should you do first?
Why don't we say you have to do Pinyan HaBen first because of
the what?
Why don't you say you have to do Pinyan HaBen first because of the
fight? That's a good question. What? I don't think so. Where are you? I think so. The Chayra, yeah. The Chayra. Okay. Rabbi Isai, that could be one possible answer. Now, it's actually very meduyik, like the Shita Shalanoi Dilemi in the Gemara. Because what does the Gemara say? Look at the Gemara again. Tana Rabbanan. Liftois es benoi velaos the regel. Poides benoi. Vachar kach oile le regel. What does that mean?
Hold on.
What does that mean?
Do both.
According to the Tosfos Ri HaZaken, what does it mean? You don't have money to be achar kach oil regal. I don't have. If I'm being poyed a ben, I'm out. I'm broke. I'm not making oil regal. But he's not. What, it's a mitzvah veris. There's no time. It's not going to happen. But he's achar kach. So according to the Shita Shalom, it's very meduyik. It's just a question which one goes first. If you have enough money for both, you'll do both. But if you look in Tosfos Ri HaZaken, he says, Liftois velalois. Kiloimar. What does kiloimar mean? Gemara really means. That means there's something in the Gemara that's making the Tosfos Ri HaZaken uncomfortable. Anytime you have a kiloimar, that means it's like it's a little bit of like a kvetch. I got to kvetch this in. Every kiloimar is a kvetch. Tosfos Ri HaZaken is saying, I got a kvetch in this Gemara, the Chayra. What do you mean, v'achar kach? It's not v'achar kach. There's no v'achar kach. You got nothing. It's kalaymar. What he means to say is, in a chanami.
But it's not v'achar kach. It's
pshah. Right. You're right.
So that's why it's kalaymar.
That's why it's a kalaymar.
It's kalaymar in his own pshah.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. The Gemara.
He's saying a Kolaimar in his Pshat in the Gemara. According to the Shita Shlonimi, the Shita Shlonimi starts off his introduction by saying the word Pirish Kigoin. He doesn't say Kolaimar. Pirish, this is the Pshat. It fits very beautifully. So his Riazaki needs a little kvetch. Comes along the Maram Shik, and he says, even like Tosis Riazaki, I can work. Even if he has no money, he's going to have to be Oil Rego. Why? Why? Says Maram Shik, because when a person's Oila L'Regel, what does he bring with him when he's Oila L'Regel? Karbanos. He says Karbanos are a choif. And a Karbanos is taka choif, just like Pidgin Haben.
An offshoot of the chov. What? An offshoot of the chov you have to do if you have the money.
Oh, the regal is
not the
chayv,
though.
Right, oh, the regal is not the chayv, but the aliyah
l'regal
brings with it the chiyuv to bring karbanos, and those karbanos are
and a chanami.
He says the chayv is what is costing the money is the travel.
So when you're at home, you have a chayv to go and bring karbanos
from Lahira.
The chayre, you don't have a chayv mamon to do that.
The chayv is only once you are ready.
Right. It's Mam Shik says this.
But that would answer the kasha why you don't have to do Pidgin Haben first, because they're both chayv.
Right, and a chanami. They're both a chayv. According to, he's wanted to say they're both a chayv. The Maisad, as Aaron pointed out, the Tzvi Yizakin doesn't say that. Tzvi Yizakin doesn't say that. It's what does he say? He says, V'la lois tzorech mois lohitzos haderech. What does it mean? Lahitzayis
haderech? Traveling
expenses. There's no chayiv mammon on traveling expenses. You know, Mamshik doesn't say that.
Feed the cat.
So what?
Feed the cat.
Something like that. So it seems like over here, there, a kitzer. This is the pshat over here.
There you go.
So now,
clever.
The Meiri comes along, and the Meiri I think helps out the kolaimer of the Tzvi Yizakin a little bit. Listen to this. Listen to the Meiri. Miri says, even according to Tosis Riazakin, it's very, very interesting. If you know for sure that you're not going to have money to be Oyla Rego, which one do you do first? You go Oyla Rego first. If you don't know for sure, right now I got no money. So as of the moment, I'm going to miss out on a Lila Rego. Okay, but Pidgin Haben comes first. But that's only if I can hope for a miracle. Hopefully, money will come up, I'll get money, the Miri. Hopefully, I'll get the money. But if I know for sure that I'm not going to be Oyla Regel, I do Oyla Regel first. Let's get it clear.
Everyone hold that? Like,
there will
be no machlok?
Yeah. The Shita says the whole machlok is talking about where you have enough money. And it's just a question which one comes first, but you're going to end up doing how many of them?
Two.
Both of them. Not a problem, just a question which one comes first. The Tosfos Riazakin says, no, it's a question of which one do you do...
If you're only
going to be able to do one, which one do you do?
Because you don't know.
But even the Tosfos Riazakin holds that if you know for sure that you're only going to end up doing, you're not going to be able to do the other one, then you do a Lila Rego first. So in other words, as follows, it comes out as follows. Everyone agrees, mitzvah oiveres, and a mitzvah not oiveres. If you have to do one or the other, which one do you do first?
Mitzvah oiveres.
Right? Everyone agrees that. If you only have a choice of one or the other, mitzvah oiveres. The Shita says the whole Gemara is only talking about a case where you have enough money for both. So Tzvi Yizakin says, no, you only have money for one. But if you know for sure you're not going to do mitzvah iveris, so then do that. So let me get it straight. Which one comes first? If you could do both, which one comes first?
It's machlokas.
It's machlokas, but according to this mandamar, pidyon comes first. Machlokas, but according to this mandamar, pidyon comes first. If you could only do one or the other, which one comes first?
Yes.
Oh, the regular comes first. It's very interesting. So which one comes first?
It's like Rashi.
Oh, what I'm trying to bring out is, again, we have a dichotomy as to whether or not, it's not like always one comes before the other. If you have a choice of Pidgin Haben or Aliyah L'Regel, which one do? You do the Aliyah L'Regel, it's a mitzvah iveris. But now I'm doing both of them. Do first the pidyon haben, and then do afterwards aliyah l'regel. Why? Pidyon haben comes first. Pidyon haben comes first. Let me do it first. No, it's a mitzvah aveiros. It doesn't come first.
But Etzim
Pidyon
HaBen always comes first.
It's not, so it's a different type of dichotomy, says Ellie. It's not the same thing. Because he's saying Pidyon HaBen, the Pshat is really always comes first. But I could always do a Pidyon HaBen later. So in theory, Pidyon HaBen comes first if it's a question of just which one before the other. But if the one at the expense of the other doesn't come first.
In Achanami.
In Achanami. Okay. So Rabbi Isai as follows. The Achroinim have a Shailah. This is the last Shailah in the Sugya. The Achroinim have a Shailah. Can you make a Shliach on Pidyon HaBen? Can you make a Shliach on Pidyon HaBen? A big Shailah in the Achroinim. And the Yad Eliyahu wants to bring a right from our Sugya. Our Sugya can for sure make a Shliach on Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because what's the Shaila? Which one should you do first? What do you mean? Go do Aliyah L'Regel and make a Shliach on Pidyon HaBen. Can you make a Shliach to be Aliyah L'Regel for you? No. Can you make a Shliach to be Pidyon HaBen for you? If you assume yes. So what should? So how do you solve this conflict of Aliyah L'Regel and Pidyon HaBen? Go do Aliyah L'Regel and make a Shliach to Pidyon HaBen.
So if he has enough money for both.
Oh, good. So the first Teretz comes the Maram Shik. Says the Maram Shik, maybe we're talking about a case where he only has money to do one of them. You can't make a shliach. Make a shliach, do a pidyon haben. He's going to say, whose money? And you say, I don't got money. He says, well, I'm not doing your shlichus. So I got to get, so I'm stuck.
Everyone has to be a little regular. If he's being a little regular, it's that time of year. Yeah, everyone has to be a little regular.
No. Oh, good, yeah, good. He's asking a different question. Who are you going to get a shliach? He'll be a zokain, Mishen Lokarka. You have to find someone who could be a shliach for you.
In Echanami. That's you're finding a situation where you can do them at the same time. Talking about obviously wasn't it? He had to choose one first.
So go and get a shliach. In other words,
at the same time, like,
Could be in theory you could come over to Kimta. He couldn't find a shliach, right? It could be he's alone and there's no one there, or the whole town is going to be all the regular. There is no zaken. You know, it's Eli's saying, okay, kasha na maisa. You'll find the Kimta, but the Achrayim don't seem to be happy with that. They seem to say it's too.
If you can do them both at the same time, then you don't have to make this decision. The Gemara's talking about you have to make the decision which one to do first.
Okay, but what's the matzias? It's not such a common thing. Just get a shliach, go get a shliach and leave. How long does it take you to make a shliach?
Talking about you have to make the decision.
Not obviously. Maybe it's talking about something else. So for example, maybe it's talking about you don't have enough money for both of them. Okay, so what's the Okimta? Why? Why do I have to make the decision? Why? Why can't I just make a shliach? So you could say there's no shliach around. I can't find a shliach. I took out ads in the paper. I tried to ask my friends. I got no shluchim. Okay. Right. I posted it on a...
Craigslist.
Yeah, exactly. But the Achronim don't like that. The Achronim say it has to be. Why doesn't it make a shliach? So one Teretz, you could say they're talking about he doesn't have enough money. Who would that be aligned with? Which of the Rishonim? Toisus Riazokin. The Maram Shik is saying that in the Toisus Riazokin, he doesn't have enough money. That's a problem, right? Because he does try to answer this. So, but what about according to Shitish and other than me, the whole Gemara is talking about he hasn't enough money for both. So why doesn't he make a shliach? Comes the Ram Shik and says a different teretz. I like to see it inside. It's a Peldic teretz, because we gave it out today. He says, "Oid kosav hamaram shik sheyesh loimer shemedubar shezman hapidyin yeh bizman shu kvar lo yaspik lalois l'regel." Let's say this person lives in Kfar Saba. I don't know where that is, but it sounds like it's far away, right? And it's going to take him 2 weeks to get to Yerushalayim by camel. His son's pidyon is in a week from now. So can he be put his son right now?
No.
So if he wants to be put his son, he's going to have to wait a week. Right? But if he wants to be Oyel Regel, he's got to leave now. So he's stuck in just a technical bind here. Which one? I have enough money, but which one? But I'm not going to be able to pull off both of them. Lo yaspik lalos l'regel. V'lachain... Achshav lo yochol limnois shliach liftois es benoi. He can't make a shliach to be paid to his son. Kivan shadayin lo yigia hazman shel apidyon. It's not zman pidyon yet. Umikivan shabizman minu shlichos lo yochol liftois. Gam shliach lo yachol liftos achakach.
Can I empower the shliach before the chiyuv?
Says the Mamshik, you cannot empower the shliach.
That's not like Reb Moshe.
Why not? Hold on. Why not? Because I can't do it now. Can I be part of my son now? No. So if I can't be part of my son, can I empower my son? My shliach to be part of his son? No. So I can't empower the shliach yet. Ki kol mashehu lo yachol asis, hashliach shabam mikoichel lo yachol asis. That's what says the Ramshik. So there's two major issues in the Ramshik, which is as follows. I ask you a question. Can I make a shliach on the telephone? Can I make a shliach? What? Why not? So can I make a shliach? So if I can make a shliach on the telephone, can I tell someone, listen, I want you to be my shliach in 5 days from now, not now.
That wouldn't be the same case. The chiyuv would... You can have the chiyuv beforehand, make shliach in 5 days.
No, hold on a second. Can I make you shliach? I want you to be shliach in 5 days from now. Yeah. Today, not my shliach. 5 days, you are my shliach.
Yeah.
Why not?
Here, there's no chiyuv mitzvah. Now 30 days old.
Even there's no chiyuv mitzvah. I'm not making you a shliach now. I want to make you a shliach in 5 days. Why not?
You have the correct to make a shliach if you don't have
the... I'm not making a shliach. I'm not making a shliach. I'm making a shliach in 5 days. I'm not making you a shliach now. I'm telling you, listen, I'm not making you a shliach. I'm not making you a shliach now. He's not a shliach. He'll be... I'm just informing him that in 5 days I want him to be a shliach. Let me ask you a question.
But you can't.
How can I make a shliach on the phone? How can I do it on the phone?
Phone's a shliach.
Oh, so you're saying you can't? Okay, can you make a shliach on the phone? Let's say you can. How can I make a shliach on the phone? Because all shlichus means is I'm telling you that I want you to do this for me. That's all meaning shlichus is. It's I am informing you that I want you to do it. So I'll inform you now about later.
What
does that mean? What does that mean?
You become me in this.
How did that happen?
I told you. There's no way to do it.
Like you're a nice guy.
Can I do it on the phone?
I don't think so.
Oh, so you can't do it on the phone? So it might be...
All this other guy tell you, he become me in regard to this.
No, if you can't do it on the phone, then he's saying that there has to be a Maisa Minu Shlichus.
What's happening?
So, yeah, that's what he's saying. Maisa Minu
Shlichus. Why can't you say you can't do it because you don't have a chiyuv yet, so how can you tell him in 5 days to do it?
I'm not...
You can't do it until he has a chiyuv.
And Achanami, I'm not doing it until he has a chiyuv. I'm just informing him that in 5 days, I want him to do it and he should do it then.
Yeah, but when you have to be able to create it.
If you make somebody else, you have to get over a certain amount of time. You have to give it right now. You look at it as giving them the power.
Why can't I give that?
He's active right now.
I don't know what he's talking about.
It's not because that's your story.
You want to show me what I'm getting.
All you need is first. I will go to the
page. Just stop. What's the case?
Because he doesn't have time. Why doesn't he have time? He's saying because my chiyuv pidyon didn't start yet. So my boy said,
"To the phone, I didn't get that."
Is that what Mino Shlichus is?
No.
What? In other words, and I don't need a Mino Shlichus. There's a lot to talk about. Not this Friday, because Chesky's doing this Friday, but next Friday someone could do hack about how does shlichus work. It might very much depend on the big chakira of what shlichus is. We have Or Sameach, Abavusta Chakir, we spoke about it many times. Is shlichus just a yadoi arichta, or is it I'm empowering you, giving you the koyach to do it? We said in Nafka Minis, who's the Makadish? Am I the Makadish through him, or is he the Makadish? If he's the Makadish, I have to give him something to make him the Makadish. I'm not doing anything now. I'm not making him shlich now. He's a shlich later. Why do I have to make him a shlich now? He knows that later. Every mina shlich is just yara richta. He's doing it for me. It's yara richta.
I can demand him to be a shlich.
There's no such thing as mina shlichus. What's mina shlichus? Is there a kinyan in mina shlichus? Is there a kinyan? Yes or no? There's no kinyan, there's no minui. Yep. Minui means nothing, it's just us.
I have nothing to do.
There's no minui.
Who said he's going to live?
If he dies, then he won't be the shliach. What's shaychus? What is that? What is shaychus? There's no shaychus. There's no minui. It's just das. Minui is nothing. It's das. I have to have das. I'm a gala das. I want it. So what'll happen then? It's a phone. It's no kinyan. What's a phone? How can you make a shliach on the phone? So he says you can't. Maybe you can't. Maybe you can. I made Rabbi Wiener shliach to sell my chometz on the phone. How did he see my shliach? Because I told him, I want you to do it. That's all it is. It's just telling him. It's not chal. It's not like, whomp, now it becomes a shliach. If it's that, then I have to do a kinyan. I'm doing a chalois. He became chalois. I'm giving him koyach. Now he has the koyach to do it. Okay, that's a chalois. So but kipshuta, that's not, that might depend on what shlichus is.
Okay, so is that what it is, though?
For all 3 days or just until you have
it?
Ain't a chanam, you're right. No. It depends, it depends on what shlichus is. That's what it's going to depend.
Now
that for sure you can't do. Because they're doing a Maisa Kedusha.
I'm saying,
this is not, you're not doing anything now. You're not doing, the Minu Shluchus is nothing. There's nothing. It's not a Chalois. What is it Chal with? Every Chalois needs a Maisa. What's the Maisa?
So what
does Minu
Shlichus
more than a
word? No. The Minu is nothing. The Shlichus is something. But the Minu is just, well, it's Yara Erichto. I'm saying when you're doing it Machmasi. That's it. It's as if I did it. That's it.
My
so I'm doing it. I didn't, there's no, it's, I'm doing the Chalois when you do the Maisa. So that's, that, it's, I'm doing it. So I don't have to empower you anything.
What? Even when I say, when I'm a
gal
my das, that's my Maisa.
That's not a Maisa. Every Maisa means a Maisa. This is Hakba, Meshicha, Chatzer, Yad. Where's the Maisa? So Eina Chanami, as you're talking about, when you usually when you sell your chametz and you go to a Rav, the Rav says, okay, do a kinyan. You're making mishliach, right? Or when you're a shliach for Mila, the Mayel says, give me the knife and with that Maisa, okay, do you need a Maisa or not? So Yaakov is saying you need a Maisa. Shlichus needs a Maisa. You can't do it on the phone. If that's true, ain't a Konami. But I'm telling you that with Rabbi Wien, I did it on the phone.
There are any examples of a shliach that lasts for
chametz. He's Meiko. Every case, we got to go weiter tonight. That's what we're here for tonight, Beis Hashem. Okay, we'll do it tonight. The other thing also tonight. Rabbi said just one last thing, which I think is also not simple, which is he's saying that koydim shloishim yoim, there's no, you can't make a shliach. I like to suggest this follows. Koydim shloishim yoim is the sada meshubid to the pigeon haben koydim shloishim yoim? Is the sada. A person has a child. He has fields. Are his fields meshubid to the pigeon haben once the child is born?
What answer is
the that's a machlokes who? If you go like the Rashash, I get it. There's no shibud, there's no chiyuv, nothing happened until shloshim yoim. So then there's no shlichus. Assuming that shlichus is a chalos. But if you go like Rashash is the shibud's chal already. What does that mean? I have a din right now to do pidyon. I can't, there's something blocking me from doing the pidyon. But do I have a din to do pidyon? Avada. So if I have a din to do pidyon, so that I can make a shlich to do pidyon. Why? Because punkt, I can't do it right now because you have to wait until it comes out of something nefel. Abra the Maisa, the Shiva is chal already. So that's the din pigeon is already chal on me. That lechor is going to be the nafkimi. And that could be the machlekes we spoke about between Rashi and Toisves in pigeon haben. Rashi says pigeon haben is not a mitzvah seisha zman grama. Why not? Because Rashi holds the Shiva is only chal in 30 days. It's only chal 30 days, not chal right away. If the Shiva is chal right away, like who said. Who said the Shiva is Chal Rav Moshe? You can only opinion 30 days. What do I see? I see that that the Zman is now, that the Etz and the Chiyah starts now, but I can't do it. That's the Zman is being Goyrim. But if the Pshat is, until 30 days, there's no Chiyah of Bechlal, because he's not Yotzi Mechlal Nefal. So then the Mitzvah starts on 30 days, just like Kiddush Levana starts when you have a Levana. Until you have a Levana. Is that a Levana? I don't know. So you don't do Kiddush Levana. It's not a Zman Grama. Over here also, it's not a Zman Grama because it's not until 30 days. It's the Chal Nefo. But the Chir doesn't start until then. Choretz can be Machalik is Lishitasim. Rabbi Yisai, we did a lot of work here. I'm telling you, you could spend a lot of time on this, and we should spend a lot of time on this. Beis Hashem is starting a new Sugi on Sunday, but before we do, we have a report on this week's parasha. Benny.
The pasuk says, the Gemara in Gittin talks about what this Ervas Davar is, and there are a few different shittas. One says she has to do something mamish in Erva, one says that that you don't like her, and Rabbi Akiva says, even if you find somebody else, Rabbi Akiva, who's, you know, he's the most romantic story of all the Amoraim, 24 years, his wife left her whole wealth to sleep on straw, and when he came back, she wanted to kiss his feet, and he answers her, no, you know, the Talmidim say, oh, what you doing? They want to push her away. He goes, no, everything that's mine and yours belongs to her. Right? This person says that even if he finds somebody else, first of all, what does it mean? Why is he looking for somebody else? What's the whole idea that he's going to somebody else? And what's the idea that you can marry two women? Why he has to send her away? Why can he send her away just because he just doesn't like her? This like seems like something that's very against the idea of Shalom Bayis. And yet, if you really think about it deeper, it's really, the idea is really a powerful tool for Shalom Bayis. Because what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, if you can only divorce a woman if she does something completely dreadful, then she could do everything in life except something dreadful. She can come, oh, I meant to cook you dinner, I didn't cook you dinner, I did. She can have a very bad relationship, and therefore there's going to be no Shalom Bayis because she's not going to help you and you're not going to help her. So therefore, because why? Because you can't divorce her unless she does something completely horrific. Over here, since you could divorce her for anything, she has to be a little nicer. She has to cook you dinner. She's going to cook you dinner. And what are you going to do? What did Rabbi Akiva do in return? He said, no, I understand that everything that I did belongs to you. He was giving it back. And I think similarly, in this time of El, you have a similar idea with our relationship with the Rabbonu Shlomo. Right? The Rabbonu Shlomo, we say, there's an idea, Marsham Akecha, Ratzim Mimcha, Kim Liro. So what's the idea of Yira? So the idea of Yira, to me, is an idea that you don't want to disappoint the Rosh Hashanah. It's not you have a yira from Onesh. You have a yira if you did the worst thing in the world. No, you want to have a nice Shalom Bayis Kaviyacha with the Rabbanu Shalom. And in order to do that, you have to understand that Hashem could be Megarish you if you don't, Chas V'Shalom, you know, act nice to him. But you act nice to him, and of course, he has an abundance to act nice to us. Good job.
Thanks for that shout out.